Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, we present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. Mexican drug cartels are targeting Border Patrol agents with drones and explosives. And we begin with that story, and it has been making headlines today. Mexican drug cartels have been increasingly targeting U.S. Border Patrol agents, posing a significant threat to national security and public safety. The cartels have been using advanced tactics, including deploying drones equipped with explosives, to attack Border Patrol agents. The report states that the drones have been used to drop explosives and other incendiary devices on agents, as well as to conduct surveillance and reconnaissance. The use of drones and explosives by the cartels has raised concerns about the safety of Border Patrol agents. A senior Border Patrol official stated that the cartel's tactics are becoming increasingly sophisticated and brazen. The Trump administration has responded to the threat by deploying additional resources to the border, including National Guard troops and advanced surveillance technology. A senior administration official stated that the administration is committed to protecting our agents and securing our borders. Some lawmakers are calling for increased funding for border security measures, including the construction of a border wall and the deployment of additional Border Patrol agents. A Republican congressman stated that the cartel's use of drones and explosives is a wake-up call for the need for increased border security. The situation remains dire, with many border communities struggling to cope with the consequences of cartel violence. As the situation continues to unfold, one thing is clear: the Mexican drug cartel's targeting of Border Patrol agents with drones and explosives is a serious threat that requires a comprehensive and multifaceted response. ICE agents conducted weekend raids targeting convicted criminals. ICE agents conducted a series of raids over the weekend targeting individuals with convictions for serious crimes such as robbery and murder. The raids resulted in the arrest of dozens of individuals who were in the United States illegally and had been convicted of crimes that pose a threat to public safety. The raids were conducted in several major cities across the country, including Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago. ICE agents targeted individuals who had been convicted of crimes such as homicide, sexual assault, and robbery. An ICE spokesperson stated that the agency is committed to protecting public safety by removing convicted criminals from the community. The raids were a part of a larger effort by the Trump administration to crack down on illegal immigration and crime. A senior administration official said that the raids demonstrate the administration's commitment to enforcing immigration laws and protecting public safety. Some immigrant advocacy groups have criticized the raids, arguing that they are overly broad and target individuals who may not pose a significant threat to public safety. An advocate stated that the raids are a form of collective punishment that harms the entire community. The weekend raids marked the latest effort by the Trump administration to enforce immigration laws and protect public safety. As the debate over immigration policy continues, one thing is clear: the ICE raids have sparked a renewed focus on the importance of enforcing immigration laws and protecting public safety. There was a pause on the Canadian tariffs, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that the U.S. President Donald Trump will pause threatened tariffs on Canadian imports for at least 30 days. This decision comes after Trudeau's conversation with Trump, where Canada agreed to strengthen its border security and crack down on fentanyl smuggling. As part of the agreement, Canada will deploy new technology and personnel along its border with the U.S. and launch cooperative efforts to fight organized crime, fentanyl smuggling, and money laundering. Canada has also committed to creating the position of a special czar to combat fentanyl smuggling in response to the initial tariff threat. Canada had announced a $155 billion tariff package targeting U.S. goods, including beverages, cosmetics, and paper products. However, with the 30-day pause, Canada will hold off on implementing these tariffs. The pause provides a temporary reprieve for both countries, allowing them to negotiate and work towards a more permanent solution. The situation remains fluid, with Canada and the U.S. working to address concerns around trade, border security, and fentanyl smuggling. Trump canceled Venezuelan amnesty, or is working on it at least. President Trump gave a 60-day ultimatum to terminate the Venezuelan amnesty program initiated by the Biden administration. This program granted temporary protected status, TPS, to Venezuelans, providing them with temporary relief from deportation and allowing them to work in the United States. The Biden administration had announced that Venezuelans would receive TPS, providing legal protection to individuals fleeing from unsafe conditions in their homeland. This decision was made in response to the mass displacement of Venezuelans due to a political and economic collapse, with over 7.7 million forced to flee from the country. The Trump administration's move to terminate the program has sparked concerns among immigrant advocacy groups and lawmakers. They argue that ending TPS for Venezuelans would put thousands of lives at risk, forcing them to return to a country plagued by violence, poverty, and humanitarian crises. The fate of nearly 470,000 Venezuelan TPS holders hangs in the balance, with their protection set to expire on April 2, 2025, or September 10, 2025, for those who applied under the redesignation. As a 60-day deadline looms, lawmakers and advocacy groups are urging the administration to reconsider its decision and provide a permanent solution for Venezuelan TPS holders. MSNBC's Jen Psaki claims Trump has initiated a hostile takeover is our next story. MSNBC host Jen Psaki made a striking statement on Monday's episode of Inside, claiming that the Trump administration is orchestrating a hostile takeover of the U.S. government. Psaki expressed her concerns about the current state of affairs, emphasizing the need to understand what's happening and what can be done to address the situation. According to a report by the Daily Caller, Psaki argued that Trump's actions, including his handling of the border crisis and his rhetoric on immigration, are part of a broader effort to undermine the rule of law and consolidate power. The New York Times reports that Psaki's comments reflect a growing sense of unease among some Americans about the direction of the country under Trump's leadership. The newspaper quotes a Democratic strategist as saying that Psaki's comments are a reflection of the deepening concerns about Trump's authoritarian tendencies. Reuters reports the White House has pushed back against Psaki's comments, calling them baseless and inflammatory. The news agency quotes a White House spokesperson as saying that Trump is committed to upholding the Constitution and the rule of law. Meanwhile, Breitbart News reports that some conservative commentators have defended Trump, arguing that his actions are necessary to protect national security and enforce immigration laws. The news website quotes a conservative pundit as saying that Psaki's comments are a desperate attempt to distract from the real issues facing the country. The controversy surrounding Psaki's comments highlights the deepening divisions and concerns about the state of the American democracy. As the debate continues, one thing is clear: the stakes are high, and the future of American governance hangs in the balance. CNN reports that Psaki's comments have sparked a heated debate on social media, with some users defending her comments and others criticizing her for being over the top. The news network quotes a media analyst as saying that Psaki's comments are a reflection of the increasingly polarized media landscape. The Wall Street Journal reports that the controversy surrounding Psaki's comments have raised questions about the role of the media in shaping public opinion. The newspaper quotes a media scholar as saying that Psaki's comments are a reminder of the power of media to shape the national conversation. As the situation continues to unfold, one thing is clear: the debate over Trump's presidency and its impact on American democracy will continue to be a major story in the days and weeks ahead. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast, and as you saw in that last story, I wanted to let you see the sources that I use to consolidate these news reports for you and see that it's multiple sources from across the political landscape or across the landscape of the particular topic that we're talking about, and not just my opinion or biases are being applied. So I really appreciate you stopping by, and feel free to leave a comment or say hi, and we appreciate you coming by and sticking with us. So stay informed and stay balanced.